This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, I know my loyal listeners have been waiting all week for this sacred fire of liberty and Jonathan E. Mord along with Cheryl Chumley and Norman Singleton. Why? Because we're going to cover the RNC. I've been holding off for you guys. I haven't hardly said a word about it because the anticipation would grow and we'd have a huge audience, Jonathan.
Cool. I'm for that.
Yeah, no, I said, you know what, we're going to hit this pretty hard, so I'm just going to lay back and do some other stuff. So now we're going to go. The question is, where do we start? I mean, there's been some fireworks over the last 24 hours, in particular at this RNC.
Well, we can start on the good note or the bad note. What do you want to start on, good or bad?
I'll call for Cheryl Chumley to tell us what to do.
Let's start on the good note, I suppose. Mike Pence was great. Laura Ingraham. Jonathan, you have quite a few notes to speak on that, I think.
Yes, I would say that the Pence presentation was one of the finest speeches given at a convention that I've ever heard. It was powerful. I think it was unanticipated. I think a lot of people expected his presentation would be rather dull. He's a very humble guy. He's not flamboyant in any way, so he's quite a contrast with Donald Trump. But his presentation was extraordinary, I thought. It hit all of the themes. It explained well why Republicans should be backing Donald Trump. It eliminated, I think, any doubt about his own bona fides and about his own intelligence. And I think it did a number on the opposition. So I think, and he did it elegantly, and it was well worded. His timing was perfect. His presence was extraordinary. He conveyed the impression of confidence and strength, of conviction and determination. And he did what all good convention speeches do, which is create a vision of a future that is far better than the circumstances that surround us today. And he squarely blamed the administration and Hillary Clinton for the failings that are causing us to suffer such grief, both economically and on the liberty front because of regulation. I particularly liked his statement that among the things that they were going to do, they intended to squeeze the regulatory establishment to take away its last dollar or something to that effect. That they were going to squeeze out the revenue from the regulatory establishment in Washington. That's a very pleasing thing and quite extraordinary.
I'm thrilled to hear that that was even uttered because I didn't anticipate that from anybody. As you know, we've talked about this. There seems to be, even though there have been broad strokes about it in the past, nothing that just nailed it and said, yeah, let's squeeze them. I like that from Pence, yes.
Well, let's hear Cheryl's thoughts on that, on the Pence speech.
I didn't catch Pence's. I caught the fireworks once. You know, Chris Christie made quite a splash. Ted Cruz, we can talk all day long about that, but I happen to have missed Pence's speech. I only caught the highlights in the news.
Well, let's shift then to the Cruz speech, because that really was, I thought, the low point of the convention, not for Donald Trump or Mike Pence or for the Republican Party, but for Ted Cruz himself. I think he collapsed. I think his attempt at somehow causing people to be persuaded that he was the oracle, or that he had a better view or better way, just completely failed. And the reason I think that, and I want to shift to Cheryl pretty quickly here on this, but the reason I think that is that for a loser, a convention is a time of healing, and the big loser, that is the person with the maturity, is magnanimous in defeat. And Ken has an opportunity here. The media was characterizing this as a Reagan moment, where Cruz, like Ronald Reagan in 1976 when he lost the nomination to Gerald Ford, had an opportunity to be magnanimous and was invited at the time by Gerald Ford to come up and speak, as people in the audience screamed speech, speech, because they wanted to hear from Reagan. And Reagan went up there and off the cuff delivered a speech that led the people in the audience to stand and clap and to cry, several of them, because it was so clear, based on his presentation, that the great man had not been selected. And this was, the media characterized this as Cruz's moment to replicate Reagan. But Cruz proved himself to be no Reagan. And he proved himself, I think, to be a very petty person. He wasn't magnanimous.
We've talked about his likability factor. There isn't much there interpersonally. And say what we will about Trump, people that have worked with him say he's just a joy to work with, just again on a personal basis. But I want to go back to, remember when Ron Paul was running, obviously he didn't get the nomination, but he also didn't promise to endorse the eventual Republican nominee because he's a man of principle. It wasn't about the person per se, whereas I get the sense from Cruz that, you know, he was bummed that he didn't win. It wasn't about the principle.
Well, he asked to speak at the convention,
mm-hmm.
and he was given a prime time slot. And sure, they had his speech 2 hours before. I think they wanted to see him hang himself, and he did. But I just don't understand. Why can't you articulate a clear vision for America to inspire people to realize that that vision is well worth achieving, and that you would have been the candidate to achieve it just by virtue of the fact that you can articulate it clearly?
Right.
And then be magnanimous and say, I honor and respect the decision of the Republican delegates to select Donald Trump to be our next president, and I will do everything in my power to support that, or if not that, I will certainly do everything in my power to help assure the defeat of Hillary Clinton, who would be anathema to everything I believe. All he had to do is say that. And he didn't have to say, I love Donald Trump. He didn't have to say every point of disagreement has been resolved. He didn't have to say that he thinks Donald Trump has an ideal character. He didn't have to say any of that. But if he's going to take advantage of that forum after the man had been nominated and then selfishly refuse to honor the will of the people he's talking to, he's being extremely disrespectful and very petty.
Yeah, well, let me transition back to Pence for a moment, because we looked into some of his background. And, of course, Eli Lilly is a big pharma in Indiana. And, you know, he, like many politicians, does take money from pharmaceutical interests. Yet, what we saw in his record there in Indiana when the Democrats tried to push forward the so-called mandates, for instance, to the human papillomavirus vaccine for kids in order to be in school, he pushed back. He said, you know, this is the responsibility of the parents with their doctor to determine this, and I don't like the way this is going. And I have to give him props for that, because he didn't bow to pharmaceutical money in that instance. So I was encouraged to see that, yes, this man has some character that not every politician does.
Cheryl, what's your impression?
Of Mike Pence?
Yeah.
Mike Pence is definitely somebody who's going to come across as the principled politician in the Trump campaign, and I think he's going to bring a calming tone. I think that's just speaking obvious, but his record is of liberty in Indiana for the most part, and he has a strong backing from the evangelicals, which is waffly on Trump. So he's going to be nothing but a boon for Trump. I think Trump choosing him over, say, Gingrich or Chris Christie kind of laid down the tone of what it's going to be going forward against Hillary Clinton. It's not going to be as contentious. It's not going to be as much bullfighting and name-calling and so forth. I don't think Trump's going to keep from going to Twitter when he's angry with Hillary Clinton's, mudslinging at him. But I think Pence is going to kind of bring a more somber tone to the campaign, and he's going to actually be nothing but a benefit. I think his background in Indiana is going to be something that it's going to be difficult for the Democrats to poke holes into.
What was your impression of Cruz's speech?
Well, Cruz, I actually think he's being torn apart right now by the Trump supporters, and rightly so. He went into the lion's den and he refused to pat the lion's head. On Cruz's side, though, I did read that he actually gave the Trump campaign an advance copy of his speech. So turning around now and calling him, as some people are, a traitor and so forth to the cause, that kind of takes away some of that sting, because 2 hours before Cruz made his speech, reportedly, Trump knew what he was going to say and what he was not going to say. I actually think as the months go by, and even more so as the years go by, Cruz, who still has aspirations for the White House, is going to be able to spin this in his favor. He's always been the guy out there on the campaign trail who's putting himself forth as the principled politician, the one that stands for principle, not a political party. And this is proof. You know, you can dislike what he did, and you can criticize what he did, but in the end, his view was one of principle. And he came out this morning and said that the reason he did it was he cannot support Trump because he can't support somebody who attacks his wife. And that's something that's going to be in his favor as the years go by as well.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue our coverage of the Republican National Convention. I mean, this is a big time. They're putting the finishing touches on what's going to be the Trump-Pence ticket and where that leads from now. We're going to talk about that some more with Cheryl Chumley and Jonathan Emord on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you can click on the name, Cheryl Chumley. It'll take you right to her blog. And you'll also see about her in the latest book. We've talked about it, The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. It's as important as the day it was written, perhaps more so as we continue. Also, book that's been out for many years, Police State USA. You definitely want to check that out. And anything else that she writes, it's wonderful. And, of course, Jonathan Emord at emord.com. And you can follow them both on Twitter as well. We got lots more broadcast political healing to go, though, guys. And, you know, I hesitate to talk Democrats, but is there a strategy on Hillary's part to pick a vice president that could balance out the calls for Hillary for prison?
I think she has a problem.
That's a tall order, isn't it?
I'm not just thinking. Who does she choose?
You know, Michael Moore, who's your favorite and mine, yeah, of course. made the statement that he thought that Trump would win. He mm-hmm. said that today, and I think he's digesting the palpable position that Mike Pence is providing them. I think they grossly underestimated Mike Pence, and I think the whole country did. In fact, I think I was anticipating a boring presentation from Mike Pence, and he knocked it out of the park. That formidable addition creates a problem for them because now they can't, they don't know where to go as far as their opposition is concerned. They're all over the place now. They've got a conservative in Pence, and they have a populist in Trump. They have a populist in Trump who they can't contain, predict. And then with Pence, you've got somebody who is appealing to a broad spectrum of the population, but from a conservative vantage point. And he's a heavy counterweight. So I think from a Democratic perspective, what do you do? If you choose Elizabeth Warren, you're way out there pushing your left side. She's already positioned herself to the left of center quite a bit in order to get more of the Sanders support. She can seal up the Sanders support if she gets someone like Elizabeth Warren, but she's going to alienate more independents and more people who are otherwise single issue fed up with a liberal position. She needs to somehow pivot to the center, but I don't see how she can possibly do that without alienating some part of her constituency. At least people won't go come out to vote. Her hope lies in black paint, you know, painting black Donald Trump, mm-hmm. and using all of the money that she's acquired to do negative advertising, and then try to hold her own in a debate with Donald Trump. And I just don't see. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a hard fought battle for sure. I think that Trump has a lot of people he has to convince, but I think it's easier for him to convince people based on his position than it is for Hillary Clinton, because when your primary obstacle to success is credibility, people don't trust you, and you have proof positive that you've been a liar, and you lied to the American people over and over again, even to the point of putting at risk national
right.
security, even to the point of sacrificing four American lives in Benghazi. You got some problems here. As that comes out, as that's hammered away at in the campaign, it will reverberate again back over and over again to honesty, trust, character. And
Cheryl,
it's a detriment.
Who's the scandal-free one that's left on the left, other than Bernie, who we know who he is, that would kind of counterbalance this for Hillary?
Yeah, they're going to have to look long and hard to find that candidate. But, you know, it's looking more and more likely that Senator Tim Kaine might be the pick of choice. Bill Clinton came out, and that's the guy he endorsed for the job. President Obama actually gave his thumbs up to him. And Kaine has not just, you know, the Senate title behind him, but he's also got the executive. He was former governor of Virginia. He also sits on the Senate Armed Services Committee, so that gives him a little bit of credibility, where Hillary Clinton is weak on foreign affairs. Even though she was Secretary of State, she carries so much baggage with her on that role. So Tim Kaine could actually come across as bolstering her in that. You know, we should find out her announcement in the coming days, but it's looking like Kaine might be the best candidate for her.
The problem with Kaine is that it reinforces the establishment credentials. In other words, you know, that's a
more
big
insider
problem with Kaine. Yep.
Yeah. Well, but this time next week, Cheryl and Jonathan will probably be talking about all the free stuff the Democrats are promising us with the DNC. So we'll talk about that next week in the Sacred Fire Liberty. Cheryl, always a pleasure to have you on board. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty is going to join us. And can we get Ron Paul back in the race? Is that the question? No, probably not, but we'll talk to him.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie. Let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, joined now by our good friend Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, campaignforliberty.org. And obviously the biggest focal point in terms of politics right now, the RNC this week, the DNC next week. Norm, you know, I was just thinking back, you know, 4 and 8 years ago when Ron Paul was running, and there were certainly lots of controversies, but you know, Ron always was very respectful and dignified, even if he claimed he was not going to endorse the eventual nominee based on principle. We see Cruz taking a different tack. And in the meantime, Rand Paul's back home in Kentucky giving free eye surgery to people who can't afford it.
Yeah. Yeah, Rand chose to skip this year's convention and Ted Cruz, of course, gave what I thought was a great speech last night, and I know other people disagree, but I, including Jonathan, I thought he gave a great speech, and was actually he was able to force himself away onto the platform. That's something not a lot of people are talking about, because under the rules of the Republican Party, he had more than enough votes he got more than enough votes, giving him more than enough delegates to get at least 15 minutes of a speaking slot. And that's what no one's talking about, is it wasn't that the Trump campaign and the RNC were so magnanimous to allow him to speak in prime time. It was that Cruz, had a right to do that. And also that Cruz, like Ron Paul in 2012, did not himself threaten to blow up the proceedings. And Cruz also instructed his supporters to stage a floor fight, to not accept to walk out, to demand that his name be placed in nomination, and he didn't do any of that. And I think that all needs to be considered by the people who are saying that, well, why did he get up there and not endorse the nominee? But I did think it, you know, his speech, while I didn't agree with all of it, I thought it was very well delivered, and I thought it was a great way to tie together all the various strands and even tensions that represent the modern American right and the conservative movement and the Republican Party today. And I think that the fact that he handled the booing when he was on stage with good humor I think that will also resound to his credit. And I think that the stories that we're seeing now about his wife being harassed and having to be escorted out by security will get him some sympathy. I think that Mike Lee will probably get, also be remembered by the Never Trump people and by the faction who is broader than Never Trump that believe the RNC heavy-handed authoritarian techniques for trying to run the conventions and run the party will be remembered that well. And I think Rand also did himself some favors by creating a narrative that says that he is that says that he was more concerned with keeping commitments to do charitable work and good deeds to help people who need sight than by and can't afford it than he is with, trying to grab 10 minutes of prime time to give a speech. Although I suppose I could make a joke here, maybe an inappropriate joke, about how if Rand were in Cleveland, he would have also been able to cure some vision problems, maybe
yes.
A little bit of enlightenment.
Yeah, no, that's an appropriate joke. And, you know, listen, I may be a little biased against Cruz. I just don't think he's a likable fellow. We've addressed that on the air people talk about that. And, you know, as a standard bearer for conservatism, as a visionary, you know, I just don't think he has it like those in the Paul family do, where it's literally in their DNA. I think it's a little bit of a stage show. Yeah. It doesn't come across as well to me.
Yeah. Well, I think Norm has certainly is entitled to that opinion, and I'm glad to see that there is some debate. Norm and I usually agree on everything, but I tend to agree with you on this one very strongly. I think I'm probably farther out on it actually than you are, Robert. I think it was a very petty move on his part. I think this is sour grapes. I think when you run in a campaign structure, when you make a pledge, you mm-hmm. sign a pledge, and your honesty is on the line, you honor your commitment, and you don't use the opportunity that's given you, where this is a national audience, this is a chance to take themes that are critical, to inspire people who are not even in your own party to appreciate the problems, and then to understand that there is no obstacle that the American people can't overcome, and why that is, and to emphasize the principles of limited government and free enterprise and a strong national defense, and to make people appreciate that this vision that you have is bigger than you are, is bigger than the disputes that exist. The purpose of a convention within a party is to bury the hatchet, not to take it out, not to commit mayhem, and not to destroy the chances of your own party to get its nominee elected. You don't have to like the nominee, but you have to respect the will of the people in choosing that person. And that's what I don't see in anything he said. No respect for the will of the people. He lost. He should humbly accept defeat. He shouldn't try to create a problem within the party. He shouldn't occupy time on the floor in a convention when it's clear that the majority will was against what he wanted. They didn't want him to be the candidate. But more importantly than that is the substance of his speech, which I thought was a missed opportunity. It wasn't. It was a Reagan moment was given, an opportunity, and he blew it. He didn't cause people coming out of it to stand, give him a standing ovation, to wish that he was the nominee. He didn't have to overtly endorse Donald Trump with open arms, but what he did have to do is show that he respected the process by which a candidate is selected in the democratic system, and that as every conservative and every libertarian should know, the worst outcome of all would be if Hillary Clinton were elected and this massive, illegitimate regulatory state is given more fuel to grow by leaps and bounds. And so he had the chance to articulate the principles and to understand the war against Hillary Clinton, and I thought he blew it. I really did. I thought his whole demeanor, his manner of presentation, and the content of what he said was a missed opportunity. I saw no Ronald Reagan there. I didn't see a Ron Paul there. Ron Paul, I think you're right, is a magnanimous person. I don't think Ron Paul would be petty at all. I don't think it's in his character and in his constitution. I don't think that Ron Paul would engage in a clandestine behind-the-scenes effort to create chaos. I think he would be overt. He's a person of integrity. He would stand up for what he believed in. But I don't think that he would be petty. And in any way. And these are great people. It's the character of a person that we learn about from these things. And Ron Paul is a great man, and so is Ronald Reagan. And I think Mike Pence is a great man after his presentation, but I don't think that of Cruz at all.
Go ahead, Norm.
I think Jonathan makes some good points. I think the one thing to keep in mind is that, you know, this did unfortunately get personal. Obviously, Senator Cruz is still very upset with the things that were said about his wife, the accusation that his dad was involved in the JFK assassination, that Trump kind of peddled that story, the whole lying Ted thing. And it is a shame. I will say, Ron Paul was insulted throughout his political career, and he rarely, if ever, got personal. The few times he did so in a, you know, with a sense of good humor, and a way of making sure everyone understood that it was, you know, even if that it was a philosophical disagreement. But also, he was running in 08 and 2012, more so in 2012 against people that he actually that were also Mitt Romney, but was friends. He and Mitt Romney became friends. Ann Romney and Dr. Paul's wife Carol became very friendly during the time that they were together. Backstage, and I think that that matters too. There's been a complete breakdown of civility.
Yeah.
Civility this year. And I think another thing, Jonathan made a good point, and I pointed this out to some of my friends in a Facebook thread this week, actually I do have better things to do with my time than on Facebook. But anyway, they were saying that, criticizing Republicans who were supporting Trump for putting party over principle or party ahead of the best interest of the country. And I said, well, wait a minute. I'm not saying that we should, let's all be good Republicans and line up behind Trump. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that I think you're being a little too hard on some of these people, because to say that I will hold my nose and vote for Donald Trump, or even I will go out and campaign for Trump and publicly endorse him and lend my name to his cause in order to stop Hillary Clinton from obtaining the White House. If you know anything about Hillary Clinton and you are a libertarian or conservative, I think you should maybe not be so hard on people who are supporting Donald Trump, because
based on the other option, yes, you're right.
Right. And I think a lot of that is people who are either they're new to politics or they've forgotten, and they don't understand the depth of the Clintons' corruption and decadence. And again, I'm not saying that I agree, endorse that point of view personally. I'm saying that...
Norm, we're on a break. We're on a hard break here. Stand by. We're going to a little bit more of the campaign for Liberty's... well, he's the guy. Norm Singleton after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
A voice still not heard enough in the mainstream media. That would be Ron Paul. Dr. Paul's still active. He writes, he blogs, he's got his own media channel as well. And, you know, talking about the violence in America, the anger, the animosity, the things that are going on, the mainstream media is doing everything seemingly to foment more of it as opposed to target what's really the source of this. And at the Campaign for Liberty, Norm, you got a blog post there. I think it references Ron Paul's own words and video on the issue of how to end violence in America. I think we need to hear that.
Well, yeah, it's basically just saying that what Dr. Paul has said for years, and a lot of libertarians have said for years, which is that the root of the government sets an example of violence. The welfare state is built on violence. And the entitlement mentality that if Foster says that if you want something, you have a right. If you want something, you have a right to have the government take it by force from you. So why not eliminate the bureaucrat in the middleman and take it directly? And also, as we get into these situations where the economy continues to shrink and we face continued economic stagnation, we will face more and more incidents of violence. And I think it's also important to look at the fact that of the major police shootings over the past year, at least two dealt with what were called in the old Soviet Union economic crimes. You had the gentleman in New York who was choked out because he was selling cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
On the street, and then you had recently someone who altercation of the police involved their selling CDs, and there was another one who was revealed that he'd been stopped repeatedly by the police, and a lot of that is because they're looking for sources of revenue because their budget, local government's budgets are shrinking, and they can't just print money like the federal government can have the Fed print money for them. So I think we need. So I think that, you know, yes, adoption of the non-aggression axiom, which is basically a restatement of the principles of the Declaration of Independence. People have unalienable rights. Government can't violate those, can't legitimately violate those rights. That those would relimit government. They would put us on the path to a free society, and I think that it would also help to resolve a lot of our social problems.
Yeah.
And that's why Dr. Paul told Fox Business that he would be able, that he would only allow for, or that he would only support Donald Trump if Trump were to embrace this principle and libertarianism and become a show that he understood the root of our problems and that he was going to pursue the correct solutions.
Mm-hmm. I also expand that not only the violence that government teaches, but also the theft they teach, you know, through unlawful taxation or through the printing of the money through the Fed, you know, the theft of by inflation. And, you know, you look at people that are out there stealing, some, you know, just to survive, others because they become criminals. I think they learn criminal behavior by watching government.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. It's kind of, yeah, it's exactly right. That is where people learn, people learn from example. And the example that the government sets is, if you want it, take it. Violence is an acceptable means to resolving, social, your own social issues. You have a right not to pursue happiness, but to be given happiness. Via theft from your fellow citizens.
Incredible. Well, on one last note here with you, Norm, you saw the Ghostbusters movie, the all-female reboot, and you say you didn't like it. The question is, does that make you a misogynist or misogynistic?
Right. I didn't like the movie, and I wouldn't recommend anybody go see it. It's not that it's not bad. It's just that it's not good, and it's like in the middle of the film, they forgot that they were making a comedy, and they stopped trying to be funny. But because it's an all-woman film, people are saying, oh, you hate women. And
yeah.
I saw it with a woman, and she didn't like it either, so.
Yeah, you know, if they did the reboot with all cats and dogs and I didn't like it, would that mean I don't like animals? Right? If you don't like the movie, you don't like the movie.
Yep.
All right. Jonathan Emore, my friend, thank you for the great Sacred Fire of Liberty. We'll be back. We'll talk to DNC next week. Norm, thank you as well.
All right.
And we got lots more healing to go. A little bit more politics to discuss, too. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.